Got something to say. Brought to you by South Bend International Airport, offering nonstop flights to 10 destinations with close parking and short lines. SBN is the smart choice for travel. Fly SBN.com. 94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest. And ServPro of Berrien County, they make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. Present Got Something to Say.
Welcome to the show. It's Ray Gustafson, joined in studio by Lisa Peoples-Hurst, certified substance abuse prevention specialist with the Berrien County Health Department. How do you get all that on a business card?
It's quite a feat. Yes, it is.
How you doing, Lisa?
I'm well. Thank you.
Glad you could be here. And I wanted to bring you in and talk with you because it's important. There's a lot of things going on in the month of April. And one of the more important things, and it hits really close to home for me, is it's Alcohol Awareness Month.
Yes.
Throughout the month of April. So tell me a little bit about the Berrien County Health Department Substance Abuse Prevention Services. Do you have, and I have one and I'm going to share, do you have any personal experience other than, you know, through the health department? But have you ever had a friend or a family member that has suffered from alcoholism?
I have.
Have you?
And also in the places that I frequent, and in our family and in our neighborhoods, alcohol is still the number one most abused substance in the United States. So,
yeah.
Yes.
Yep. And I will admit, there's a couple of reasons. My mom passed away a couple of years ago, and she would never admit it. Mom was an alcoholic. When she passed away, she was pretty small. She was 54 pounds when she passed away. But when she entered into hospice care, I think she was about 60 or 62 pounds. But even at that weight, Mom would throw back probably about 6 or 8 beers a day.
Yes.
And that was her nutrition for the
yes.
day. And of course, she wasn't hungry then because
no.
she was just drinking, mm-hmm. Drinking that much. So I saw what it did to her and how it caused her life to deteriorate. And something that I haven't really ever shared on the air here before, almost 24 years ago, my older brother, 2.5 years older than me, had recently had back surgery and was on some painkillers and decided that he was going to partake in some alcohol the one evening. And between the combination of the alcohol and the painkillers that he was on, decided that life wasn't worth living anymore. So I lost a brother to that. And I know it's sad news, but I wanted to share that because, like I said at the beginning, it hits really close to home. So for me as an adult, I'm not against drinking by any means in moderation.
Right.
I just choose to not really do it that often.
Yes.
I
mean, and it's still harmful.
It is.
It still has harmful effects. And there were even, you know, I'm thinking of your story with your mom, you know, back in the day and even now, media kind of glamorizes drinking.
It
makes it seem like it's the cool, sophisticated thing to do. And we don't hear a lot about the health effects of
right.
engaging in that behavior more than the marketing
right.
and the selling of this lifestyle.
Yep.
Yes.
And again, I'm not saying that by any means, and I know you're not either, Lisa, about just saying you shouldn't drink at all. I mean, in moderation. I mean, it's okay to you know, have a glass of wine every once in a while
sure.
or enjoy a beer or something every once in a while. That's totally fine.
Yes.
It's just if it gets to the point where you know, you're having issues where you need that in order to function. That's where you're gonna need some help. So let's break it down. It is Alcohol Awareness Month for
mm-hmm.
the month of April. Talking with Lisa Peoples-Hurst from the Berrien County Health Department. 2019 has a theme basically designed, Lisa, to draw attention to the pervasive impact that alcohol has on
yes.
people, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
help for today and hope for tomorrow. When we think about today, it is so important to get the prevention message to minors, to our young people. But we don't want to forget during Alcohol Awareness Month that there are people who are suffering from alcoholism
mm-hmm.
and that there is hope and there is help available as well. So we want April to be kind of a well-rounded month with getting the prevention message out, but also giving people resources in which they can seek some help.
Yeah. So what do you do, sidebar question, because like my mom, like I said a few minutes ago, Mom was in denial. She was not an alcoholic. How do you get help for somebody, or how do you make somebody aware that they could possibly have a problem with alcoholism and get them to seek? Because if they're in denial, They're like, I don't need to go for any help. I don't need any help. I'm fine. How do you persuade
it is,
somebody?
It is a difficult position. Yeah. However, families are so instrumental in the recovery process. And there are many programs that are available to even support families who then have to provide care to a family member. So there are different approaches or interventions that mm-hmm. are available. But even with a person who is in denial, that's a tough one, but with the right support, there is help.
Yeah, and again, I shared something pretty heavy at the beginning here about two instances just with my direct family, but just in general in the United States, Lisa, excessive mm-hmm. drinking is responsible for how many deaths?
4,300 deaths,
and that's underage youth each year.
Yes.
That's not in total.
Correct.
This is just underage youth deaths. 4,300. Underage youth deaths each year in the United States. How many people, it's staggering. I'm almost a little nervous at times on a Friday or a Saturday night, especially to go out on the roads.
Yes.
Because of the number of people that are potentially out there driving.
That way. And that's one of the things that is key when we look at underage drinking, because of youth that will either drive or get in the car with someone who has been drinking, or because they're already inexperienced drivers and haven't been driving long, how much those alcohol-related deaths and accidents do affect young people.
Right. So according to statistics here, more than 1.5 million young people reported driving under the influence of alcohol just in the past year alone.
Yes.
That is staggering number.
And when we looked at the youth risk behavior survey among high school students in the past 30 days, we found that 30% of them drank some amount of alcohol. 14% were binge drinking, and binge drinking is referred to having 5 or more drinks an hour for a male or 4 or more drinks an hour for a female.
Wow.
6% of them drove, and then 17% rode with the driver drinking alcohol, and that's just surveying the high school students, not those that are typically aged 12 to 20,
right,
who represent 13% of all the drinking in the United States.
Wow. Kids who drink more are more likely to be victims of violent crime.
Yes.
Be involved in alcohol-related traffic crashes, have some serious school-related problems. I mean, all of those are just some important information. These statistics, Lisa, I'll say it again, it's staggering.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so Alcohol Awareness Month really is a focused opportunity across America. It's not just here in Southwest Michigan to increase awareness and understand the understanding of alcoholism, its causes, and effective treatment. It's an opportunity here to increase education about alcoholism, decrease the stigma and misunderstandings. So, but there are some local activities that you guys do on a regular basis.
We
right?
do,
not
and
just
then,
in the month,
but. Right, and then some specifically in April.
Sure,
but some of our local activities this year include highlighting local resources that provide treatment and recovery options.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I'd like to mention that help is available at Riverwood Community Mental Health,
right?
Carol's Hope, which is a new engagement center that is out on M139, and then Sacred Heart Rehabilitation Services. So those provide recovery options. We work with local area retailers to post signs proclaiming that parents who host lose the most. And social hosting is what it's called, is against the law in Michigan. And that's when a person who is of age hosts an underage drinking party. And so when retailers work with us and post these signs, it reminds people who are purchasing alcohol not to engage in the social hosting. We have had a really good relationship with the Berrien RESA, especially in our last 5 years, and we create an infographic, if you will, with stats and history, especially in Michigan, and we're able to send it to the RESA, who then disseminates it to all of the families of school-aged children here in the county. And we also have a tab, Berrien County has a tab on the TalkSooner.org page, which gives parents some resources for starting the conversation, for things and activities that they could do with their kids to kind of raise the awareness. We also promote safe events during prom and graduation season.
Right.
We know that that's a high use of underage drinking, celebratory but still dangerous and harmful, the potential. We provide information on binge drinking to college students, and we've been lucky in the last couple of years to work with Lake Michigan College in their dormitory and presenting a program there. And we're hoping to provide that same information to Andrews University this year. And then lastly, to also offer responsible alcohol vendor server training. I am a TIPS trainer,
right?
And that is training for intervention procedures, and it's one of the state approved on-premise training for beverage servers, okay, so people who work in establishments.
Sure.
And then I host an alcohol vendor ed training every second Monday of the month at the health department. That's free of charge. And any of our 389 liquor licensees in the county can send representatives to learn more about some nuances about alcohol and alcohol selling, as well as coordinating alcohol compliance checks. So we have a vast array or menu of services and activities that we like to offer.
More information, you can go to the website, bchdmi.org, bchdmi.org. Click on the Substance Abuse tab. Lisa Peoples-Hurst, Certified Substance Abuse Prevention Specialist for the Barron County Health Department. Thanks for the important information.
Yes, thank you.
Got something to say? Brought to you by ServPro of Berrien County. They make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. Got something to say? From News Talk 94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest.